Here's our philosophy. If you can change your literacy, you can change your life. Knowledge is power, especially with money. If you understand how money works, nobody can take advantage of you. Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave. Well, hey, it's great to be here, as I said, and I can't tell you how much it means to me to have an opportunity each month to do this meeting. This meeting, in my opinion, is the secret weapon that we have as a team and as an organization to be able to build our business. I know back in the early 90s, as we formed this company, that we decided to create an event that once a month we could bring our most qualified, the best people we could meet, and show them something bigger than ourselves. You know, it's one of the secrets to stretching somebody's vision is giving them a chance to see something that they wouldn't see back in Cincinnati, Ohio, where I'm from, or in any of the cities where all the leaders are watching, small over North America. They get one view of this in your office with you, your private office, your meeting room, the layout you have. But I want you to think about for a second what it might be like if you could bring those people to Atlanta. And believe me, I know it's inconvenient, but it's actually the most worthwhile thing you could do, because here's what I did back in the early 90s. I brought a carload of people here from Ohio, and we got to see, of course it wasn't like all this, we didn't have the internet and technology and cell phones and stuff back then, but we got to see the founder of our company and meet the executives and leaders and other people, and it was just great how we were able to introduce people to this business in a very special way. So the next month, I brought a van load, and then I brought a bus load, and then we started flying people in, and before you know it, what was just an idea to introduce people and let them see the bigger picture became something that had 800 people a month coming live to back in the 90s. And it was wildly successful. We built our whole business around that. And what we discovered is that if somebody had an interest level, almost on any level, and they would come to Atlanta and they would look at this business this way, and part of it was the event, but part of it was also the meals and the chance to spend time together and have questions answered and that kind of thing. But they always saw a really big picture. And what a difference that made. And let me tell you what the numbers turned out to be. 9 out of 10 guests that came to our VIP days back in the 90s became part of our organization, became part of our team. And I looked at my own numbers, and mine was something less than that. I'll just leave it at that. I wasn't getting that many people to say yes. So I thought, well, shoot, if it's 9 out of 10 going to Atlanta, maybe even more. So there were months we had everybody say yes. I think what happened was they were able to see what it is that you need to see to be able to make a career-changing decision like that. And in some ways, it may feel like it's a life-changing decision, you know, because if you alter your career, sometimes you alter your life. So we started doing that, and now all of a sudden, now it's 2018, and I want you to think about what technology allows us to do. We've now got this room that was a cafeteria when this building was originally built is now a TV studio. And now we can use a technology called Livestream, and that allows us to shoot this out, and now there will be between 5 and 10,000 locations that will watch this sometime today during the event. There will be another 10 to 20,000 locations that will watch this sometime over the next 10 days. We break it into chapters of each one of the speeches. We then make it into a podcast, which I'll tell you more about in a second. But the reach of this is far beyond the physical. Now, the best way to do this is to be here like you guys are in the studio with us today. You'll be able to get a tour of our world headquarters up the street, the administrative thing behind us. You'll get a chance to be here with us and get to meet all of us and talk and all that. But the second best thing is to have, you know, an event going on. And I can tell you, there are hotels all over North America where a leader set up a big screen and speakers, and they're having this piped in there, and they get to hear these messages and see what it is that we're doing here. So I refer to this as the future of leadership. I think having an accessibility of events, messages, dreams, visions, strategy, whether it be from one of us that's part of the field organization or a home office leader or even one of our product provider leaders. You're going to hear from a couple of them today. So you're going to hear from a cross-section of people today from multiple backgrounds, multiple levels of experience, some people that have been with us from the very beginning and some people that have just been with us for a short while, some people that were born here and some people that weren't born here. And you're going to get a chance to get the perspective that you can only get from a cross-section of leaders in the vision, strategy, and the things that we do here. So if you're a Twitter person, I want you to know you can put hashtag WealthWave, and that will pop up on our Twitter feed. And our technology allows us in the live stream feed that people are watching on their smartphones and their tablets and their computers and their Apple TVs all over the place. Your words will be able to show up on the screen. It's really cool. So we've got some neat things technology-wise working that way. But it takes leaders with great history to have a great future. My opinion is where we've been tells you a lot about where we can go, where you might be able to go with us, what this might look like for you. No matter what your background is, there's some part of your background that's probably perfect for this, but there's also parts of your background that might need to be adjusted or made better or smoother. You know, when I first started, I was nervous talking in front of people. I grew up playing music, and so I played my trumpet. I could play my trumpet in front of thousands, but if I had to talk, I just about passed out, and because I couldn't hide behind my horn, right? And I had to learn. You know, I learned that if you're going to have a big team and you're going to build a big organization and have a big success, you're going to have to learn how to communicate. And it's never been easier to communicate than it is in 2018. The texting and the emailing and all the social media things that so many people use them for what to me looks a little bit like a waste of time. But for business purposes, social media is incredible. We can tweet something out and our entire team sees it within seconds. Because, you know, we've lived long enough now with email where people don't really look at their email that often, do they? I could email one of my daughters $10,000, they'd never see it. But if I text them a quarter, they already spent it, right? So that's kind of how that works. People want this instant thing. They want it needs to be driven right to them. Well, this show today is being driven to devices that people have in their hand. There are people, as Andy mentioned, driving and multitasking. They're listening to it on the Bluetooth in their car. Well, when we started this company 30 years ago, there wasn't Bluetooth yet. People barely knew how to work the cassette player in their car. And who could ever convert a business speech to a cassette? Nobody knew how to do that. You certainly couldn't do that in a timely way or a quality way. Whereas people are now listening to this as I say it in their vehicle as they're driving somewhere on an appointment. Or it just blows my mind what technology is allowing us to do here. And so what we want to do is create a meeting today that's going to give you a chance to interview us, to look at us from the inside, to see who we are, to take a look and figure out whether this might be something that could help you to fuel your dreams. If you have dreams, and I'm hoping that all of you do, you probably have some unfulfilled or unrealized dreams. And if you do, if you're on a path personally right now for that to happen for you, keep doing that. But if you somehow feel like you're not, maybe you don't feel like your education is not enough, or your experience is enough, or you're impatient and you don't want to wait and take a chance that the corporate world will be kind to you. It may or it may not. You know, I'm 58 now. That's the age where the corporate world is the most unkind to you. You feel young, but you're not. And the corporate world looks at you, you know what they say? Shoot, we're paying him how much? We could get two people right out of Georgia Tech or Georgia or someplace around here, and we don't need him. He eats too much anyway or something, right? That's how they look at it. And so that's what the corporate world does. I mean, I talked to somebody one time at one of our product providers, and they said, I'm in a very interesting spot right now. And I said, what is that? This lady said, I'm now the oldest person I see in the elevator every day. That's bad. In the corporate world, that means get ready. Because at some point, you're going to get called into somebody's office, and they're going to say, you know, we've been kind of thinking and kind of looking at how things are going, And so what's the choice that you have? Well, you can't control the corporate world, but let me tell you what you can control. You can become an entrepreneur. And so today's message is all about becoming an entrepreneur, deciding to be a business owner, to do this for yourself, to control your destiny, control your future. There's no clock ticking on any of our careers. I see Pat sitting down here. Pat worked at IBM for 25 years. Pat's from the great state of Ohio, like many great people are. Pat was teaching at Kent State back in May of 1970. And if you know anything about that, it's Before Dead in Ohio, you know that song? Some of you look at me like I'm crazy, okay? I'm not that darn old.
I got you, brother.
You got it. You know what I'm talking about. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And so Pat left the teaching world after that fateful day in Ohio and joined IBM and went to work for them and had a great 25-year career. But in 1995, that was the end of that. And so he got in our business. And Pat is now 25 years further ahead in his life. And got incredible success here, and is not in his 40s anymore or his 50s anymore, but nobody's telling him that he has to work or not work or stay or go. It's totally up to him. And he's more productive now than ever and does great things. And so I just want you to know that when you become an entrepreneur, that takes all that away, all that pressure of the corporate world and aging and all the isms that we all know about that we don't like. And so that's what this gives you a chance to do here. We call what we do here Leadership Live, and we broadcast these live events. And this particular version of it happens to be called a Green Carpet Day. And so our idea is to roll out a green carpet, have you take a look at us, have you see who we are, what we do. And here's how we describe it. Vision, strategy, ideas, recognition, and examples of how to do this. So part of what you're going to hear today is going to be fascinating, because it's going to be somebody talking to you, and maybe you're looking at this for the first time, but they're going to be telling you how they do their business and how they run it. And so if you're with us, you might get inspired. If you're not with us, you might get inspired. Two different perspectives, but the same story. And I'm always fascinated by that, and that'll be great to hear. I thought I'd give you kind of a quick preview of why are we doing this, and why does anybody else do this? You know, having a private television network is not easy. It's not inexpensive, and it's a lot of work. But I've been part of this for a long time. Back in the 80s, when we all had TVs that looked like what you see on the screen there, we were part of a company where you had to go get a big 8-foot dish and put it outside your office. Landlords loved that. Couldn't wait to help you put that up, right? And so you do it, and then you had to buy a receiver, and then you know what that signal looked like. It would look like it was snowing outside. And in Ohio, it usually was, but it certainly looked like that on your little 19-inch TV that we had people watching. And the leader of our company back then would give us a message, and we were fascinated. It was like watching an episode of Star Trek or something, that a leader in Atlanta could talk and a leader in Ohio could listen, and you could see them and you could feel their energy and their spirit. And so that's what we did back then, and that became the largest private TV network in the world. It was really fun to be part of. I was a guest on it a few times, and of course listened to it every week in our office. And then if somebody couldn't be there live, we had one choice. That choice was to pop a VCR tape into a VCR, if you knew how to work the darn thing, right? And the light wasn't blinking at you, and then you try and record it, but now you get it recorded, now what do you do? Well, you can't, like, you know, you had to go make a copy of the tape. Well, who knows how to do that? And any of you ever make a copy of VCR tape? It got terrible. It just got worse and worse and worse. And then nobody had a VCR on them. So they had to, like, find a way to go home and hope to get that to work. And so it was a lot of chance to get these messages out if you weren't there live. So it wasn't that much better than what we just having to come to the live meeting. But then in the 90s, we hooked up with the Dish Network and created our own network again, and it became one of the largest in the country. And we used the Dish Network, those little smaller dishes, much easier on the constitution of landlords and our thousands of offices around North America. And what that allowed us to do is get on there. And because I moved to Atlanta, I got to be the host of the show. And so I was a guest host in the beginning and eventually ended up taking it over and gave me some experience to learn how to do what we do today. And I can tell you that there's a lot to learn in this. This is not easy. We don't have a teleprompter here like the guys on ESPN do. We're having to just talk from our hearts and let you know what we're feeling. But my opinion is that gives you a great, great insight into who we are and what we think we do here and what we see. And so as we got into the 2000s, technology allowed people to get laptops and the internet was here and so allowed us to do webinars. And that's grown today into a webinar that's the largest use of the GoToWebinar software that they've ever had. And so we've been using it now for about 15 years. We've got thousands and thousands of people on there with us every time we do it, and so it's fun to be able to do that. But when you get into this new era, you know, as we close out 2017, you're either a disruptor or a disruptee, because that's what technology is doing to every business. For whatever reason, the financial business has been one of the last. You know, it's pretty much the same way today as it was back when I got started 36 years ago. But the future is going to be very different than the past because of technology, because of the disruption that's coming our way. So part of that is the ways we can communicate today. And so let me share some of that with you. We started a podcast 4 months ago called Leadership Now. And the idea is that it's instant leadership, that you, at a moment's notice, because of the way podcast technology allows it to work, whether it's your phone or your tablet or your computer or anything that has web access, you can reach in there and grab a message. And so we started putting messages on there, and I can't tell you how much fun that's been. My original thought was is you could listen to a message and you can become a better leader, because the things that go in your ears have a chance to get to your heart and help you to become the leader that you know you need to become. The things you need to learn how to say and how you need to learn how to think. And so take a look at what we've done in 4 months. We've had all those episodes hit out there, people from all different backgrounds and people from all different experience levels and ages and genders and everything possible we've had there, and it has become unbelievably successful. We've now become, I'm going to announce this today, but when you take the best leaders that we have and you have them share their message, it becomes popular. We've now got people all over the world listening to this, people that we've got 400 listeners in Tokyo, Japan. We don't do any business in Japan. But you know, leadership is the universal language. People want to know how to lead. Like, if you're going to work with people, you're going to be leading, and you got to learn how to do that. And that's really what we're sharing, even though it's mostly financial. But we now have the number 6, according to iTunes, the number 6 leadership podcast that's on there. And so it's called Leadership Now. You can find it by going into iTunes or the Google Play Store. And Google Play makes you click that you don't want to subscribe to their music a couple times to get to it, but that's just the way they roll. But you can go and find it, number 6. And so we were number 8 3 weeks ago, and now we're number 6. And I've got my eyes on Andy Stanley. He's got the number 1 leadership podcast, and I hope he knows we're coming. So we're going to have more issues, more podcasts, and some of what you hear today is going to be turned into a podcast that somebody will be able to listen to. So somebody who couldn't be in Atlanta with us and couldn't be here is going to be able to do that. So people ask me all the time, what's the difference between today and all that? All those years ago, 36 years ago, that I started doing this. And I think it's longevity of how long people live and longevity of how long careers can be, how long a working lifetime can be. I mean, used to be my parents and certainly my grandparents' generation, if you're my age, you'd be thinking about retiring. I feel like I'm just getting started. I really feel like our best years, our best times, our best success is ahead of us. And my plan is to take you with me, to have you be part of what we do that starts going from making a difference and making the money to making history, to doing something that's never been done before in the biggest industry in the world, which I'm going to share with you today. But with longevity comes the need for 2 things. What you've got to be able to do is you've got to figure out how are you going to make sure you can stay healthy enough for this long life you're going to have. I mean, do you realize that if this was a generation ago, you would retire in your 60s and probably be gone sometime in your 70s. It's kind of how that worked, just demographically. And so if that's the case, how long does your money have to last? Well, it's got to last the 5 or 10 years you have in retirement, you know, and you got some Social Security coming in, and you got maybe a pension from work, and you put all that together, and so you had to have some savings, but you didn't need that much. But now what if times have evolved and you're going to have as many years of retirement as you worked? What if you're going to retire maybe as late as 70 or 75, but then you're going to live to be 100 or 105? What are you going to do to make your health, and ultimately, what are you going to do to make your wealth last as long as you do? Because as much as you would fear getting old and having bad health, the bigger fear now is that you would get old and run out of money. Who wants to be 90 or 95 and run out of money? And who's going to take care of you? And how's that going to work? Or what would that look like? And, you know, what would that put a burden on who and how? And those are the kind of things that are on people's minds today that we have a chance, in my opinion, to have a great impact on, to share with people the concepts, the strategies, the improving of financial literacy. Financial literacy is still not taught in schools. So as long as that's the case, and I'll share more about that with you here in a second, you are not really going to be able to figure out exactly how to navigate these times on your own. You're not going to go to school and graduate, and now you know exactly how it works. You go to school, and you graduate, and you know what you know how to do? You know how to earn it, and you know how to spend it. But you don't know anything about saving or investing or credit or risk or taxes or insurance or certainly not estate planning. We've got one of the North America's great estate planners here with us today that'll talk about the legacy you leave behind and how to make sure you take charge of that. Those are the kind of things that we feel like are so important. And if you learn those and you internalize those messages, and then you get with somebody who can help you to introduce you and give you access to the products and services you might need to help this newfound literacy become part of an action plan to take care of you and your family and the things that you're doing. So you need a financial professional. We're in the world's biggest industry, but there's a desperate need right now for financial professionals. Financial professionals are retiring much faster than new people are coming in our business. At the very time when there's more need for financial education, improving literacy, and access to these products. And this is always and always will be an industry, a business, a situation of trust. You're looking for somebody you can trust. You can say, take care of me. I don't know how all this works. I got a feel for it, but what should I do? That's what people are looking for, and they need somebody like that. That's why you're looking at us today. That's why we're talking to you today. We want to see if you're that person, if you're somebody who could come in and help us to do that. The financial educations are not going to be found online. You know, we've already learned now that while some of the material and some of the information is available where you can dig it up, it's not put in a way that would actually help you be able to do anything with it. By design. In fact, the biggest industry in the world actually hopes you really don't figure much of this out. Because what do they want to do? Well, what they want to do is they don't mind you being fearful. And they don't mind you not knowing. You know what they think? The less you know, the more they make. The less you know, the bigger their buildings are. Okay? So that's how we look at this. And so I'm going to give you a quick example as I finish up and bring Andy back up. For you to get a feel for the impact of some of these things. Sometimes it seems like it's not that big a deal or it's kind of a small thing, but I want you to know it can be a big thing. Knowledge is so powerful. There's a thing I learned my very first day doing this business 36 years ago called the Rule 72. It's a mental math shortcut. Now, what does that mean? Well, it's a very simply explained that you take an interest rate and you divide it into 72, and it gives you an estimation of how long it takes for money to double. So how long does it take for $1 to turn into $2? How many years? Well, it's based on the interest rate. And 72 divided by that interest rate is how you do that. So to give you an example, if you take 72 and divide it by 1%, it takes 72 years for $1 to turn to $2. So now let's use that as the basis. Now, does that sound like a long time, 72 years? It is. So you wouldn't knowingly put your money somewhere where it takes 72 years to double. Not really. But what if you weren't paying attention to it? Or what if you didn't realize the impact of it? What if we live in a time where 1% sound like a pretty good return? If you've been to a bank or one of those kind of places recently or a money market, you know that that's not a bad return competitively. But what does it really mean to you? Well, it means that. It means $1 goes to $2 in 72 years. So if you could find a way to just get 4%, and there are so many places and so many ways you could do that we could share with you. But what happens is it goes from 72 years down to 18 years. And if you could get 8%, it goes down to 9 years. And if you could get 12%, it goes down to 6 years. Now, why would I be able to say 12%? Well, first of all, we've got lots of products where 12% is possible. The stock market, I looked at it yesterday. From the day I got in this business all the way through yesterday's close of business, the stock market has averaged just over 12% return per year. So that means that if you had been in the stock market the whole time I've been in this business, that could have been possible. And so all you have to do is find and have access to products that give you a possibility for something like that to happen. So now, let me show it to you in a different way. Let me show you graphically what this means. There's 4%. You can see if you start with 10,000 and you're 29, that you've got two doubles coming, one every 18 years to get to retirement age. And so your 10 would go to 20, and 20 goes to 40. So that's what would happen if you were out there getting 4%. If you could get 8%, instead of having 40,000, you could have four times the money at $160,000 by adding another two doubles in there. And just think about this. Every extra double is what? Twice the money. That's a big deal. That's not some small thing, right? So what if you could get 12%? Well, now you add two more doubles, and it goes to $640,000, which is 16 times the money from 4%, and a heck of a lot more than the 1%. So now what the question that brings up is, what about that 1%? Now that I've showed you this, would you ever put money someplace at 1% or less on purpose? Would you be surprised if I told you there's about $16 trillion in this country sitting in money market and passbook savings accounts that average 0.12%? Not 1%, 0.12. Go look it up in the newspaper or pull it up on your phone if you want to. Just, I'll do the math for you. That's 600 years. Now, we're living a long time now. You're probably not going to live 600 years. Just filling in. I don't mean to be negative, but holy cow. 600 years. Are you kidding me? And they still smile at you when you walk in the bank. You know why? They're like, come on over here. Bring some more of that money. We sure appreciate you. Back when I grew up, at least you used to get a toaster. Now they just give you a smile and take your money, right? If you could get a CD type rate, if you were willing to lock it up for a period of time, it still takes 300 years to double with the average CD rate. Crazy. Of course you wouldn't do that unless you didn't know. Unless nobody had ever taught you how money works. This isn't taught in schools. This isn't on ESPN.com. This isn't the websites that most people go to. This is something that it takes a financial professional with a commitment to make this your life's work, to teach people these fundamental principles. And by the way, this is just the beginning of this. This is just one of them. But suffice it to say that every single double retirement makes a huge difference. That if you can find a way to double something for somebody, you changed everything. What if you could do it 2 times or 3 times or 4 times, as I showed you? What difference would that make? Huge difference. This is something you could bet your life on. You could bet your career on. I did. I saw it. A guy, this will tell you what year it was. It was 1982, and a guy drew it on a whiteboard with his back to the crowd. And I saw it, and I knew I'd be doing this the rest of my life. I knew that if people don't know that and they need to know it, that's me. I can do that. I can show that to people. As I said, the financial industry could care less if you know it, but I do. And the people we work with, we do. We want to make sure that this becomes a part of the curriculum that you have for being alive, for being an adult, that you learn every facet of how money works, and you're going to learn that through us. So I'm going to finish with this. I'm going to share with you some of the realities that not knowing the Rule 72 and other things have caused. For instance, there was a recent Gallup poll that said 2 out of 3 adults are financially illiterate. Think about that. In the greatest country in the world, that we rank 14th in financial literacy. So we're the best in so many ways, except for how money works. Is that crazy? The one thing you really need to know about your finances, we don't teach. There was a George Washington University research study that said 2 out of 3 adults don't understand compounding. Well, if you don't understand compounding, no wonder you put your money in those bank accounts that are so low, or all the other fundamentally dumb things that people do with money that we can teach you. Here's our philosophy. If you can change your literacy, you can change your life. You could put yourself in a position to do things that you dreamed of, that you imagined. Now, my question to you today is, would there be an opportunity to build a business around a message like this? Could that be the basis for a business opportunity? Well, you'll be able to answer that in just a short time when today's meeting's finished. You're going to hear people today from so many backgrounds, and you're going to hear the heart with which we do this business. You're going to hear the mindset. You're going to feel the energy. And you're going to know, you're going to probably say to yourself 3 or 4 times, that's somebody I'd like to trust with my financial future. That knowledge is power, especially with money. If you understand how money works, nobody can take advantage of you. If you don't, everybody can take advantage of you. It's really that simple. I wish it wasn't, but it is. And we've got to deal with that reality. So when I got in this business, because my background's accounting, I studied accounting and worked for my dad's CPA firm. Back in the day, the first thing I learned was the definition of the word client. We're not customers we're building here, we're building clients. A customer is somebody who buys something. But a client, defined by the dictionary, is somebody who's under the protection of another. Now I want you to think about building a client relationship, teaching how money really works, and then giving access to products and services that can make that kind of a difference and give somebody a chance to be wiser, smarter, more well-informed, more well-read, more well-accessed to things about their health and, of course, their wealth that we have a chance to do for the long life that you dream of and that you're likely to have. You are likely to have a very long life. You know, I had a little health scare last year. My mitral valve went bad in my heart. Well, if this was the 60s or even the early 70s, I wouldn't be here today. There'd be my picture hanging back there, okay? But because I chose to do that in 2016, 2017, you know what happened? They fixed it, and 2 weeks later, I was back in the office. That's the future of modern medicine and the way that's affecting all of us. There's something that was probably, when you were born, going to go wrong with you at some point that they're probably going to have fixed, and so your dash is going to be different. Your dash is going to have a lot more longevity to it than maybe originally planned when you were born. So the question comes down to this. When you listen to the speakers today, what is going to happen to you financially if you don't get access to this information? What's going to happen to you career-wise if you end up not being able to build a business doing this the way we do it here? The age wave has become the wealth wave, and I believe that we've got a chance right now to go from this world that was going to live longer and maybe not know what to do, to this world that's going to live longer, look forward to it, know exactly what to do, and be able to build, save, earn, and be smart with money to help you to last. As long as you get the blessing to live on this earth, you're going to be able to go out there and do the things that you want to do, that you dream of, the things that financial freedom give you a chance to do, and give you a chance to build the business that you want to have. Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.